Hi, everybody. So I'm going to be talking about soy today. So just a little bit of context into what was going through my head when I decided to choose this topic. I work at Deer and Almond Restaurant and as a server and do some other things as well. So I started reading about miso on websites talking about the restaurants Noma in Copenhagen and Momofuku in New York, both of which are pretty critically acclaimed. But so I wondered, why are these restaurants suddenly getting into making their own misos and soy sauce-like products now? I mean, it's been around for over 3,000 years. I guess I'll start off by saying, what is miso? Basically, miso is a fermented soy product containing both cooked soybeans, salt, and a type of moldy rice called koji. The mold is a specific type called Aspergillus oryzae, and basically, it's the whole process of making miso allows for the soy to be more digestible, more nutritious, and have a longer shelf life. This has been pretty valuable over the whole history of Asia, and it was used as a product to stop from starvation in times of need. It has a ton of applications in Asian food, so it can be used as a marinade, as a food in itself, for pickling, for all sorts of things. And basically, it allows soy by itself is hard to digest, causes bloating, flatulence, and basically the ways that Asian cultures found to deal with this was either through fermentation, sprouting it, so eating bean sprouts, grinding it into flour, and subsequently using that flour to make tofu or soy milk, or just really long cooking. The sort of face of soy and miso changed as Asia became industrialized, and that's where we started seeing soy sauce happen. Soy sauce was originally sort of meant for just the rich, and it was a very lengthy process to make, but as industrialization helped it, soy sauce became more and more popular. And as this happened, along with Japan rising as an industrial power in throughout Asia, it spread the Japanese technique of soy sauce to the point where most common people don't know what miso is by itself. But really, miso is the dates back to a lot longer to China, and before that, a form of miso called chang, which uses the same koji, although made with millet, and in history was made with meat, wine, and salt as a seasoning. So from there, as soy became industrialized in China and American and Western scientific tradition mixed in with the Chinese and Asian food tradition as a whole, we saw a lot of food technology advances in China and in the range of miso. So research into koji ended up developing different forms of enzymes that are now used in brewing and distilling technology, as well as used in digestive aids. So if anybody's had like a Eno or a Beano tablet, I should say, they're digestive enzymes that are derived from the koji grain itself. Lastly, wrapping up, I sort of wanted to talk about the idea of food appropriation. And in this class, we covered a lot about the history of the taco, for instance, and how in the Southwest, white people have basically taken Mexican food and turned it into their own sort of bastardization of it. I see that the history of miso is kind of opposite to that, in that the techniques of miso making are very complex in themselves, which I've been learning as I've been trying to make it in the basement of Deer and Almond. And so as chefs in North America are trying to use these techniques and understand them, they're applying them to their cuisine in completely different ways through the opening up of, or sort of the abandonment of tradition, because that's in Asia is very, it limits almost the amount of what you can do with the miso. So we see places like Noma and Momofuku trying to use the same techniques, but use it in different ways. For instance, Noma is making miso out of sunflower seeds, and Momofuku is working with microbiologists to develop, to take microbes out of their environment and develop almost a local microbe that they can use then for making koji and for fermenting their misos. So in this sense, it's not appropriated because it is being used in its in a completely different sense, and they're just only understanding the applications behind the science of it. And yeah, I just wanted to thank Ed from Yujiro. He couldn't be here today. He's the head chef of Yujiro, and he was my interviewee for this paper and talked a lot to me about Asian food history and Asian food cultures. Thank you very much.